All right, next up we've got Sharquin. Can you believe?
Went to the pub around a Sunday morning, sat down at my favorite chair. Unfortunately, my usual barber wasn't there, so I asked a random Joe for the usual. Can you believe?
What Sharquin's trying to do here. They show throughout three verses how a misunderstanding or a miscommunication can lead to trouble, and they do it in a really funny way. So I think there's this juxtaposition of the grungy alt-rock serious style with the triviality of getting a bad haircut or getting served the wrong item at a restaurant. And I think that juxtaposition makes it funny to a certain degree. I think that's where part of the humor comes from. I feel like the final verse about the happy ending is a lot less funny because it doesn't have that same contrast and it's just not as believable. It's a little bit shocking, but, you know, I don't think that makes it more funny.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy with the music. I like how they engage with the prompt. I like the singer's vocal delivery style. He's definitely got some weird affectations in his voice that I like, that I think are reminiscent of the genre, that are kind of slacker sounds. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, it's slacker. It's very 90s grunge and a bit of a novelty song. There's a little disconnect in my mind between the song style and the very jokey lyrics. Jokey with jokes that aren't really actually all that funny. It's just more of a mild kind of a twist, like mild sitcom humor. If you told me that Menage a Tune wrote these lyrics, I wouldn't be all that surprised. The heavy phaser effects are a strong choice, and as such, it might be really the only thing I appreciate about the song. You know, it's so out front, and, you know, it sets the song apart in certain ways. But other than that, you know, it's not really in a genre that I like all that much, and the lyrics are kind of eh. And all in all, yeah, this is not for me.